may go on. We ask ourselves, what precisely are we to grow in our understanding of the Eucharist? And remember, at the heart of what we piously may call devotion to the Sacred Heart, at the heart of that devotion is Jesus Christ living on earth in the Blessed Sacrament. What does it mean to grow in our understanding of the Eucharist? We are to grow first in our understanding of who is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Who it is who is offering himself in the sacrifice of the Mass, and whom we are receiving in Holy Communion. Who is it? It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God who became man, who was conceived in the womb of his Virgin Mother. It was from her that the Son of God received his human nature. And that means, therefore, it was from her that he received his heart. We ask again, what precisely are we to grow in our understanding of the Eucharist? We are to grow in our understanding of why the Eucharist is what the present Holy Father calls it, the Presence Sacrament, the Sacrifice Sacrament, and the Communion Sacrament of Jesus Christ. What a difference between using words and understanding what those words mean. And finally, we're asking ourselves, what does it mean to grow in our understanding of the Eucharist? It means, thirdly, that we grow in our understanding of how we are to become apostles of the Eucharist in our day. Substitute apostles of the Sacred Heart, because the Sacred Heart is the Holy Eucharist. We therefore ask ourselves the first of the three questions of understanding, first, of who. Who is present in the Eucharist, who is offering himself, and who is received. In one declarative sentence, it is Jesus Christ. We do not qualify. It is the self-same Jesus present in the Holy Eucharist, who was conceived in Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, died on Calvary, rose on Easter Sunday, and ascended into heaven on Ascension Thursday. Certainly Jesus is in heaven, but what a crucial adversity. He is also on earth. The whole Christ, with his humanity and divinity, with his eyes and lips and hands and feet, and with his Sacred Heart. This is the Jesus who is on earth. Jesus Christ is now offering himself in every Mass. The only reason we can have the sacrifice of the Mass is because we have Jesus present on earth with his Sacred Heart, The heart in sacred scripture stands for the will. How this needs to be said. God became man that he might have, surely, that he might have a body and a soul that could separate, and thus he could die on Calvary. But the main reason God became man was that he might have a human will, I repeat, symbolized by the heart, so that with his will he would voluntarily, freely choose to die to redeem us and thus save us from hell and for heaven. Jesus Christ is now received in Holy Communion. We now receive him no less than the apostles did at the Last Supper. He is now glorified. Hear it. His body enters our body. His soul enters our soul. His heart enters our heart. This is not symbolism or metaphor. It is real, real reality. So far the first part of our growth in understanding, of who. Now the understanding of why. Why is Jesus present with his human body and therefore his human heart on earth? Why does he offer himself in the sacrifice of the Mass? And why does he come to us in what we casually call Holy Communion? Jesus is present on earth in order to be near us, to be with us, to be next to us. He wants to show us how much he loves us. He wants to teach us humility. Is there anything more humble than Jesus, hiding not only his divinity, as he did during his visible stay in Palestine, but in the Holy Eucharist, hiding even his humanity? He wants to teach us patience. In my estimation, the most demanding patience we can practice is the patience of not being loved. The patience of not being accepted. The patience of being ignored. If there is one thing that the Sacred Heart, replacing the Holy Eucharist in speaking to Margaret Mary, if there is one thing that he told her, and through her is telling us, what most pains him is the fact that he is so ignored, so unloved, in his own sacrament of love of the Holy Eucharist. Why is Jesus on earth in the Holy Eucharist? He wants us to come to him. That's why, having become man, the first reason was to die for us, but the second was to live for us, live among us. He wants us to come to him. Why did Christ institute the Holy Eucharist? he might offer himself in the Mass in order to give us some of the graces we need to surrender our wills to his. Hear it. The Holy Eucharist, as a sacrament, confers distinctive Eucharistic graces. What are the distinctive graces, hear it, of the sacrament of the Mass? They are the graces of self-surrender, self-abandonment, self-immolation. How we need, and speaking on the eve of Ash Wednesday, if there is one from the depths of my heart plea I would have during Lent, if it is humanly possible, assist at Mass and receive our Lord every day during the season of Lent, as a prelude, I would hope, for your future, receiving our Lord and joining with him in his sacrifice of the Mass every day. Finally, we ask ourselves why. Why did Jesus institute the Holy Eucharist? So that he might come to us. It was not coincidental, but divinely providential, that our Lord did two things at the Last Supper. He gave us what he called the New Commandment, to love one another as he has loved us, even unto his death on the cross, and he instituted the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Why, then, Holy Communion? That he might give us his sacred heart that was pierced on the cross out of love for us, so that we, by receiving the graces that he gives us, his heart sharing the graces with our hearts, that we might love those whom he places into our lives for this one purpose, that we might show our love for Jesus by our selfless love toward those who he places into our lives. Ah, but we need, dear God, how we need superhuman strength to do this. Very well. That's why Christ gave us himself in Holy Communion, to give us superhuman strength to do the humanly impossible, to love the unlovable people that in God's providence are part of our lives. I've one more reflection on growing in our faith in the Holy Eucharist. And here, growing in our understanding of how. Remember we said at the beginning, we are to become apostles of the Eucharist in our day. If you wish, apostles of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the Eucharist. So we ask ourselves, what is an apostle of the Holy Eucharist? An apostle of the Eucharist is one who is personally very devoted to the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist has real presence. We believe firmly, deeply, clearly, intelligently. Devoted to the Holy Eucharist is sacrifice of the Mass. by living lives of sacrifice. Devoted to the Holy Eucharist as Holy Communion, by using the graces that Christ gives us when we receive Him, heart into heart, to love those whom He places into our lives, that it may be humanly impossible to love them. But with His grace, we can. An apostle of the Eucharist is one who realizes there is no solution to the problems of the world or the problems of the Church except through the Holy Eucharist. I make these statements. I'm looking at the clock. How I wish I had another hour. The future of the Church depends those, please God, are the ones to whom I am speaking, who will be apostles of the Eucharist and promote faith in Christ's presence on earth in our day. An apostle of the Eucharist is one who does everything in his or her own power, by word and example, to promote a deeper faith in the Eucharist, always as real presence, sacrifice of the Mass, and Holy Communion. An apostle of the Eucharist prays for a deeper understanding of the Blessed Sacrament in his own life, but how I mean every syllable, in the lives of priests. Pray that we priests may deeply believe in our priesthood and the power we have to bring the Sacred Heart of Jesus on earth today. An apostle of the Eucharist lives a life of reparation for those who neglect the Holy Eucharist, or we desert the Holy Eucharist, or we distort the Blessed Sacrament. An apostle of the Eucharist is a martyr for the Eucharist. No matter what price has to be paid, an apostle of the Eucharist is ready to pay it as a witness to his faith in Jesus Christ, the living Sacred Heart living in our midst today. But an apostle of the Eucharist has no illusions. There will be opposition. Have confidence, Jesus says. I have overcome the world. An apostle of the Eucharist believes that Christ is on earth with his human heart, living in the Blessed Sacrament, offering himself in every Mass, and coming into our hearts so that we might learn from him. Sacred Heart of Jesus, Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the Holy Eucharist, we believe you are with us in the Blessed Sacrament. We believe you are inviting us to join with you in conquering the world for your Heavenly Father. But, dear Sacred Heart, we are blind. Enlighten our minds. We are weak. Strengthen our hearts. Make us apostles of the Eucharist in our day. Make us apostles of life through the Holy Eucharist. Help us to understand the Eucharist no on earth by faith has a pleasure to seeing you, our incarnate God, face to face through all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, and may God bless you.